Thank you for your wall. Thank you for your cover. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. One more time, I welcome every single one to this first Sunday of 2021. The year shall favor you in Jesus' precious name. Very quickly, Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 31 to 41. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. And the Lord grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The Lord grant you every relevant understanding needed today in Jesus' name. Speaking very quickly on the subject, faith for the adventure. Faith for the adventure. We have three objectives. First, we shall understand the necessity of faith in the adventures of life. Second, we shall understand the process of faith. And third, we shall understand the outcome of faith. The necessity of faith, the process of faith, the outcome of faith. By way of introduction, it is important to know that life is an adventure. Life is a trip. Life is a voyage. Life is a passage, an adventure, a trip, a voyage, a passage. We pass from second to second, from day to day is a trip, from month to month. It's an adventure. And of course, from time to eternity. And what is important is that faith is needed for the adventure. Faith is needed for the trip. Faith is needed for the passage from second to second. From hour to hour. From month to month. From time through eternity. Faith is needed. When Jesus asked his disciples and himself to pass over to the other side, they would have sunk without faith. On the journey, something arose that took faith to handle. Why is faith necessary for our adventure, for our trip, for our voyage, for our passage? Number one, faith is necessary to tackle the uncertainties and unforeseeables of life. Uncertainties and unforeseeables. Because we live in a world of uncertainties. We live in a world of unforeseeables. Challenges that arrive without warning. Everything was calm until something called COVID-19 appeared in China. People thought it was a China issue until it engulfed the whole world. Faith is necessary to tackle the uncertainties and the unforeseeables of life. Number two, faith is necessary to handle the extreme wickedness and godlessness of the world. The extreme wickedness and godlessness of the world. Because we live in a world of extreme wickedness and godlessness. In 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 19, scripture said, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Faith must be alive in order not to end as casualty. Faith must be alive in order for a person not to end as casualty. Somebody sent me something yesterday or 2 days ago, and that it is on the website of the United Nations where they were raising alarm that in a particular part of the world, currently, human body parts are being sold. The liver, the human heart, human lungs and human kidneys and so on for different prices. And that in this place they'll be deceiving people that they have job for you abroad, job for you abroad, job for you abroad. Don't worry, we'll fill all your papers. Don't worry, we'll pay your airfare. Don't worry, we'll do everything. And then somebody gullibly goes there without knowing nobody, and his family members can't hear from him forever. He's arrested, he's taken and killed and body dismembered for sale. We live in such a very wicked world where people are trading in human body parts, where a friend can betray his friend for money, where people can kill each other because they want to take over the whole contract. We live in such a world, a world of kidnappings, a world of terrorism, a world of ritual killings and so forth and so on. In order to handle the extreme wickedness of this world, through our journeys, we need faith. Number three, we need faith to take full delivery, to take full delivery of our God-ordained inheritance. God-ordained inheritance and possession. There are things that belong to us in our journeys of life. There are things that belong to us in this world. We need faith to take delivery of them. He said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, that he be not slothful. All right, let me read this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9. Hebrews 11, verse 9. He said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. By faith. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. So it takes faith not to die empty-handed. For everything that God has for you to enter your hands, everything that God has planned and portioned for you in the land of the living, for them to enter your hands, your faith must be alive. Faith. Finally, It takes faith to overcome enemy resistance and sustain progress in life. It takes faith to overcome enemy resistance and sustain progress in life. Where faith is absent, stagnation may be inevitable. It takes faith to overcome enemy resistance and sustain progress in life. Because it is possible to be established in stagnation by the forces of the kingdom of darkness. You see, when that storm arose, if the fate of at least one person was not alive, they would have sunk there. They would have sunk there. The journey was over. They would have sunk there. But right here today, in the name that is above every name, I speak to someone by the prophetic mantle and mandate of God upon my life, everyone here and everyone around the world. This year, your faith shall produce your results. No battle shall take you by surprise this year. No satanic confrontation shall level your life this year. By the force with which I preach today, you shall be equal to every urgency. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. And I announce to you, you are not the victim for enemy wickedness. Human spare parts dealers will never locate you or locate your loved ones. Terrorists will never function where you are or around your loved ones. Wicked people will never succeed around your life in the name of Jesus. And everything that is yours in God this year, they shall enter your hands. Somebody saying amen, shout it like a believer. And everyone whose life had been established in stagnation before now, you had not made any progress. Hear this. Before the month of January is over, you will see progress you have not seen in the last 12 years. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat. What is the process of faith? If faith is necessary, what is the process? Number one, hear the voice of the Lord. Receive the voice of direction, the voice of instruction. The voice of God is the food for faith. And God said to Abraham, get out of your father's house to a place I will show you. And Abraham departed. This year has come and God has spoken. What has God spoken to you? Some of us did personal retreats and you heard some things. You were in the crossover night, and during this season, what is it? What is God's voice to you in this season? Hear the voice of the Lord. Beginning point for faith. Number two, possess the backing of scripture. Everything God speaks is always backed by scripture. Possess the backing of scripture. The witness of his voice plus the witness of the word produces a force that no power can resist. The witness of his voice combined with the witness of his word produces a force. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 16, he said, but if you will not hear it, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. The witness of his voice plus the witness of his word produces a force that no power can stop. If you say God spoke to you, ensure that you locate scriptures that back that speaking of God, that give you a conviction that God truly spoke. Number three, after you have heard him, after you have a backing of scripture, thirdly, charge your conviction with his voice and word to you. Charge your conviction. The meaning is upgrade your belief system by his word, voice and word to you. In Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 6, you say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If what you heard has not changed your belief, you have not heard well. The word of God, the voice of God, is designed to upgrade belief, is designed to upgrade conviction. All of a sudden you are lionized. All of a sudden you are turned rugged. All of a sudden your language changed. All of a sudden your behavior changed. Because your belief just changed. What you receive always determines what you believe. And what you believe defines what you become. To them that believe, he gave them power to become. What you receive, they received him and they believed and they became. What you receive determines what you can believe, and what you can believe defines what you become. What you become. Hear his voice. Hear his word. Possess the backing of scripture. And then let it upgrade your belief system. Number four. Identify responsibilities to embrace with the word. God said something. You found it. You confirmed it further from scripture. Your belief system changed. Next thing is to find out what to do. Your responsibility. Your responsibilities. To find them out. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 2, he said, and it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord will set you on high. So there is something to do for God to do something. There is something to do. Identify what you must do. For every possibility with God, there is a responsibility from man. For every possibility in God, there is a responsibility from man. We have stepped into a new year. You have heard several things. You see, a lot of people are busy quoting promises and claiming promises without identifying the premises of those promises. For every promise, there is a premise. It is hanging somewhere. It's standing on something. Identify responsibilities to embrace with the word. Number five, you have identified those responsibilities. Now, take practical steps with the word. Take practical steps. Embark upon identified responsibilities. Take practical steps with the word. Take practical steps. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. It said, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope. So faith always has work to do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11. It talks about again, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. You don't see power until you walk faith. The work of faith with power. You don't see power until you walk faith. That was why the woman of God, Gloria Copeland, said there is no victory for the lazy. Are you trusting God for your healing? There is work to do. The work of word, eating word. The work of speaking word. Are you trusting God for financial supplies? There is work to do. The work of faithfulness in serving God. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. The work of the practice of the covenant. As long as the earth remains seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Are you trusting God for marital harmony and dignity? There is work to do. There is wife to love. There is husband to submit to. And there is work to do. Whatever it is, you are trusting God for. There is work to do. That work will make you like a mystery, a magician. People will just see things happening around you and they're wondering, what kind of magic is this? So, hear the voice of the Lord. Possess the backing of Scripture. Charge your conviction with his voice. You know that you are arriving at a faith level when your boldness begins to change. Your boldness begins to change. Your confidence begins to increase. Then you know you are moving into some faith dimensions. Identify responsibilities. Take practical steps. Finally, celebrate every victory along the way. Nothing is too little to celebrate. Celebrate every victory along the way. The way. If you read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 all the way down, you see God celebrating at every junction. And God saw, and God celebrated, and God appreciated, and God said, this is good, and this is good. The evening and the morning was the first day. And God saw, and it was good. And God saw that this is good. And God saw that this is good. Celebrate the victory along the way. Somebody say a loud amen. What is the outcome of faith? We'll be dealing with faith the whole of January. So we'll be looking at the details. But I'll just give you two of them. Number one, victory over the forces of darkness. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, he said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What is the victory? Faith is the victory. What is the meaning? Faith equals victory. Faith equals victory. The presence of faith is the guarantee of victory. The presence of faith is the guarantee. It doesn't matter from what angle the devil came. Whether they are devils from your village or devils in your office or devils in the workplace or devils in your career, wherever it is, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith equals victory. Victory cannot be lacking if faith is not absent. Victory cannot be lacking if faith is not absent. Defeat cannot be present if faith is present. I speak to someone here today, one more time. The last time the enemy defeated you and your loved one shall be the last forever. Say amen like a believer. Say a louder believers, amen. The last time shall be the last forever. Faith is the victory. Show me a man of faith, and I will show you a man in continuous victory. Show me a woman of faith, and I will show you a woman the devil can do nothing about. Victory over the forces of darkness. Number two, connection with the blessing of God. Today is a blessing Sunday, as well as the first Sunday of the year. Connection with the blessing of God. He said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 9, so then they which be of faith are blessed. Ay, 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 ay. They which be of faith can't be cursed. They which be of faith are blessed. Faith is your access to the blessing and your escape from the curses. They which be of faith are blessed. No man, no woman, no witch or bitch or wizard or lizard is permitted to place a curse on those who be of faith. The way we celebrate the forces of darkness in Africa, it's as if the devil is stronger than God. Is that possible? Is that possible? For someone hearing me this year, you shall see the practical uselessness of the devil. The practical weakness of the devil. The practical defeat of the devil. The practical defeat of the forces of witchcraft. Hear me. Those who have tried to molest your life in darkness, they will come in the daytime to beg you because they will see fire. The Bible says, without our dogs. The Bible says, we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, who is the lion of the tribe of Judah. You cannot be the brother of a lion except you are a lion. And without our dogs, the witches are dogs. The wicked people are dogs. When last did a dog pursue a lion? Whether it's a bulldog, the dog is coming, lion is running. They burn the lion. Today I speak to wake that lion inside you. I speak to awake the lion inside you. I speak to awake that lion inside you. The last time they pursued and you ran shall be the last forever. Any realm where they meet you, whether in the physical, in the dream, any realm where they meet you, it will be confirmed that you are heavier than them. Somebody shout, power! Somebody roar like a lion. That is how you will be roaring throughout 2021. That is how you'll be shouting for victory throughout 2021. That is how you'll be seeing results throughout 2021. Shout the loudest, amen! Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Mashagadagadagalagayadabalahoshatata. Before this 1 week is over, you will hear report from the camp of the wicked that they have started burying themselves even before the year started. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Welcome to your year of release. Everything the enemy held down shall be released this year. And so you are going to be very, 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 very big this year. Because all the things they tied down all these years shall be released together. And there shall be the recovery of all the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust has eaten in your life. And there shall be multiplication and enlargement. Shout the loudest, yes! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is your journey of faith 2021. And this month, we shall deal with every department of faith for our release, for our recoveries, and for our replenishment. Shout the loudest amen. Very, very shortly, we shall be pronouncing the blessing for this blessing Sunday. But before that happens, we have some responsibilities for the year 2021. And I want to enumerate it. If there is any time you have heard anything as seriously as you have, this is that time. To experience enlargement, release, recovery, enlargement, multiplication, replication, etc., in our lives and endeavors, we must facilitate enlargement, multiplication, replication, and increase for the kingdom. Why do I say so? What you make happen for the kingdom determines what God makes happen for you. Whatever. He said, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. That should be James chapter 4 from verse 6, 7, 8. Draw near to me. Psalm 18 and in verse 35, said to the upright, you will show yourself upright. 25. You, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With an upright man, you will show yourself upright. We are going to be very, very big. Very, very large. Individually. In everything we do. But we must be committed to the largeness of the kingdom. Largeness. You saw what Peter did in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 all the way to verse 5. You can note it down. Peter had toiled all night and caught nothing. He had labored, he was almost wearied with labor. He took nothing. Then he decided to surrender his effort to facilitate harvest for the kingdom as he gave his sheep. For the master to enlarge his kingdom and to spread the word. After Peter had done that, he didn't need to struggle another day. Never. He caught fishes after that until his net broke. His sheep sank. When you face kingdom assignment, God faces your personal harassment. Hey! That was what he did for Peter. When you face kingdom assignment, Jehovah will face your personal harassment. Whatever has tried to harass you, whatever has tried to stupefy you, he will face it. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. If you had faced kingdom assignment before and God, it appeared like God didn't care about you, that devil is a liar. God will prove himself in your life this year. When you face kingdom assignment, God will face. Do you remember Hannah, the mother of Samuel? She was barren for years. She didn't have one child. Not one child. She said, all these years I've been looking for a child for myself. I don't have a child. Now I am aware that God needs a priest. Let me change my prayer point. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. Lord, if you will give me a son, you will have a prophet. If you give me a son, I won't have that son for myself. I will donate that son to the kingdom for kingdom assignment. That was the last time she prayed for a child, because Samuel came. And after Samuel, other children came. When you face yourself, you live for less. But when you face the Lord, you live for large. Did you hear what I just said? When you face yourself, you live for less. You live with less. But when you face the Lord, you live for large. No devil can measure your size. Hey! When you face yourself, you live with less. When you face the Lord, you live for large. No devil can measure your size. Lift your right hand and say after me, if I face the Lord, if I face myself, I will live with less. But when I face the Lord, I will live for large. Say after me, I am going to live for large. So I will face the Lord. So let me identify for you four definite assignments of responsibilities for every member of Dunamis Church worldwide. To see release, to see recovery, to see replication. Number one is fruit-bearing assignment. Fruit-bearing, in other words, soul-winning assignment, fruit-bearing. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, it said, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Go and fill the earth, multiply. Isaiah chapter 27 and in verse 6, he said, it shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. John chapter 15 verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, so that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you. So we have a fruit-bearing or a soul-winning assignment. And how is the manner of that soul-winning assignment? If we are trees of the Lord's planting, according to Isaiah chapter 61, I'll read at the second service, then there is a manner of fruit-bearing. Revelation chapter 22 and in verse 2, it said that in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. One fruit a month. One fruit a month. The minimum that is expected of us being trees, fruit-bearing trees, is the minimum of a fruit a month. We are not talking of inviting somebody to church. We are talking about you identifying nothing less than 12 people at the end of the year that God used you to establish in church. We are going to have fruit-bearing card next Sunday distributed to everybody with the column for name and month for 1 year. Where you will be ticking it and filling it as the year is going. And I'll tell you about it much later. Where you will show to the Lord, I believe you will enlarge me. And for that purpose, I am carrying out my faith responsibility of enlarging the kingdom so that no devil can stop my enlargement. Planting a soul, not just invite. They are in church, you see them. So we have the fruit-bearing assignment. And like I said, we are going to have a fruit-bearing card, a soul winner's card with name, contact, and then a month. And you'll be ticking them as the year is going, as your assignment. Number two is what we call kingdom enlargement praying. Kingdom enlargement praying. Where every member of the church is committed to praying in your prayer time daily for the enlargement of the kingdom, for revival. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, he said, after this manner pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Father, we ask for revival in Nigeria, revival in our world. Father, I am asking that you will save souls daily. And then in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to verse 38. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to verse 38. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Pray. He's asking his disciples to pray. We are his disciples. We are going to pray for the harvest and for the labor. And then in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 37 to 38, Ezekiel 36, 37 to 38, he said, thus hear the Lord, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. If they will pray, I will increase them with men like a flock. If they will inquire of me, I will multiply souls in their land and save the drug addict and save the armed robber and deliver the ritual killer from the hand of the devil and deliver this person and that person. Fill up the glory dome 3, 4, 5 times every Sunday if they will inquire of me. Is somebody hearing that? Say a louder amen. So kingdom enlargement prayer. We are going to also by next Sunday make prayer bulletins ready, where you will know what to pray about. Prayer point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or something. It will be in your possession. From time to time, new prayers may come up and we'll distribute it in church. After you have finished all your praying, in fact, you pray that one first before you pray for your husband or pray for your fruit of the womb or pray for this or that. Because it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things that people are dying to get shall be added unto you. I like us to take this practical and see how God changes your life this year. That is kingdom enlargement praying. The card shall be available on the bulletins, the Lord establishing his purpose in our midst. Then number three is kingdom expansion giving. Kingdom expansion giving. This is investing monthly to expand the kingdom beyond regular tithes, beyond regular offerings. In 2021, I am giving so and so amount monthly towards, we mentioned last December, invading the nation, invading cities, invading towns, invading villages. We did some rural church planting. I'm sure they will show us the picture at the end of the service today. Some rural church plantings, church building in some villages. There are some of us seated here. You are going to build, that is from foundation to roofing to furnishing to instruments. Anybody who will be able to do that, shout the loudest, say amen. Don't say who dash monkey banana, because you are equal to the task and God will empower you. But for those who may not be able to, I can't build a church, but at least I can give 1,000 a month. I can give 500 a month. I can give 10,000 a month. I can give 1,000,000 a month, 2,000,000, whatever. between you and God. That was what the centurion did. Before I talk about the centurion, look at Ezra chapter 6 verse 14. Ezra chapter 6 verse 14. He said, and the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai. They builded and they prospered. They builded and they prospered. You can build a whole church and you can make monthly commitment. Again, for the sake of compliance and to remind you, the card for this will be printed as well by next Sunday. Kingdom expansion giving. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December 2021. You will be ticking it and the amount between you and your God. That will be made available. They build it and they prospered. And by the time the year is ending, we should be able to count thousands of churches that have not just been planted, but have been built. And this will be available in all locations across the nation. How many of you see something exciting happening this year? Happening this year, both within the ministry and in your own life. You see something exciting happening. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say, it is exciting. And of course, finally, is cell multiplication effort. Cell multiplication. Numbers chapter 14 verse 21, the Bible said, the earth, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. It is not just churches in cities and towns and villages, but churches, home cell or home churches in every single, plenty of them in every street, every neighborhood. Let us saturate the land with fire. Let the devils check back to hell. Let's drive native doctors from the neighborhood. Let's drive occultists back to hell. Multiplication. Cell multiplication effort. In Acts chapter 2 verse 46, the Bible said, they continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They ate their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as this are to be saved. They met in the temple and from house to house. What is your involvement here? First is to be involved in saturating the land with his glory through this multiplication effort. You are involved in home church yourself and making your home available. There are many, for the sake of this agenda, God will give you a house early this year. Before this quarter is over, God will give you a house of your own. You believe that, shout the loudest amen.